And that's coming up after the news at 8:30. First, though, losing a loved one is something we often shy away from talking about or even thinking about. But all of us will have to cope with it at some point or another. While a lot of books have been written about dealing with the emotional side of bereavement, they don't tend to mention the practical things quite so much. Now, though, a Norfolk vicar has published a book offering advice on just this. It's called Your Last Gift, Getting Your Affairs in Order. The author, Reverend Matthew Hutton, was born and bred in Norfolk. He's a retired tax lawyer and writer and lecturer, and 3 years ago he was appointed a deputy lieutenant of the county as well. So the Reverend Matthew Hutton is joining us on the line. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Matthew.
Now tell me why you decided to write this book. Is it about the sort of listing out the main practicalities that must be addressed when something like this happens?
Yeah, it's really about the practical stuff. A lot of really good books have been written about grief and bereavement and dealing with what I might call the emotional side. But when you lose somebody close to you, people often forget until it happens that there's a whole lot of practical things that need to be addressed. So the aim of my book was to help people plan for that in advance.
The thing is, no one wants it to happen, do they, of course, but no one thinks it'll happen to them and their nearest and dearest until it actually does.
That's right. I was always amused when, as a tax solicitor, people shied off making wills, and they always came and made wills when they were just about to go on holiday, as if they were more likely to pass away on holiday than at any other time. But you never know.
It's interesting, the psychology, isn't it, really? But, I mean, to be serious about this, though, it is a lot to deal with, isn't it? When you're grieving, when you've got that emotional loss, but to then deal with all the paperwork and everything else, it's quite overwhelming.
Yeah, and it's not just paperwork. I mean, it all depends on the circumstances, but there might be minor children, there might be dependents, there might be pets that have to be looked after. There's the whole thing of telling people. Finding a will, if indeed there is a will, arranging the funeral, getting probate, that is the authority of the court to the executors, the people named in the will to look after things, for them to act. Until probate is granted, all your property is effectively frozen. And then if the estate is large enough, paying inheritance tax, dealing with possessions, clearing the home, all those sorts of things.
So the format of the book, really, you go through it in detail, don't you? But maybe it's best to read this book before you're in that situation. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, that's right. I mean, the point of the book is not just about making lists. And there's a very flexible spreadsheet in the website, which enables you to do that. But also to think about your life. I mean, I say in the book that it's not a book about death. It's a book about life. It's a book about relationships. It talks about forgiveness, for example. It encourages people to think about God, whatever their faith background. So it's bigger than that, but it does aim to focus. It's very short. It's only about 110 pages. It aims to focus on the sort of things that those who are left behind will have to address.
So really, I suppose we owe it, don't we, to the people who survive us to get this sorted out, because it can be such a terrible ordeal for those who have to untangle certain things.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, the whole thing started just over 3 years ago when two widow friends were staying with my wife, Annie, and me, and they'd been recently bereaved. And one of them in particular was left in a desperate situation. So that got me thinking. And then I considered the fact I'd been a tax lawyer for 35 years. I'd been ordained since 2014. And so my professional and pastoral background, I thought, well, perhaps I can bring these to bear on a new offering, which will really help people. And one of those widows suggested that the title of it, which is called Your Last Gift, that it's a real gift to the people that you leave behind.
And you've also put together a website, haven't you, with some links as far as this is concerned. Is that something you enjoyed doing, putting together the website alongside the book?
Well, yes, the website is crucial in the sense that I direct people, first of all, to the website. It's called yourlastgiftbook.com. And the website tells people about the book, how it came into the being, what it does. But then once you buy the book, whether in hardback or in digital form, you then get a passcode which takes you into the guts of the website, which is a big flexible spreadsheet divided into seven forms, starting with a couple of checklists, the critical checklist, then the comprehensive checklist, that you can work at your own pace, in your own way, with your spouse or partner, if you've got one, to do it together. And indeed with children and other family members. So when the dread day comes, everybody knows. There isn't ignorance. It's a help.
Well, the book and the website is Your Last Gift, Getting Your Affairs in Order. And it's the brainchild of the Reverend Matthew Hutton, who's been our guest this morning. And Stephen Fry has given it a good write-up as well. So you're off to a head start there, I think, aren't you?
Yeah, he was very generous. He said, "Bravo, Matthew Hutton. This is about as useful as a book can be." So thank you very much, Stephen, for that.
Terrific write-up, yeah. That. And, of course, when you get together as men of the cloth, and women of the cloth as well, I wouldn't imagine there are former tax tax lawyers among you, very many. So is that a sort of exclusive group of one?
Well, no, I don't think so. There are, in fact, I can think of one very good friend who's not a million miles away, also called Matthew. And of course, you will know the story of Jesus in the Gospels calling Matthew from the who gathered taxes. I didn't gather taxes, but advised on taxes. So there is a sort of honourable tradition, if I can put it like that.
Well, congratulations once again on the book and the website, and thank you for joining us with this important message this morning.
Not at all. Thank you very much, Matthew.
The Reverend Matthew Hutton, who's written Your Last Gift. Coming up, the news, and then it's off to...